This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to In the News. I'm your host for the day, Shraddha Sharma, and I'll get you the top developments from India and around the world. Before that, here's a word on our Money Control app. You can get easier access to key tools on the Money Control app. In case you do not have it, do download it now. Moving on to the top news of the day. The hospital director in Wuhan has died of coronavirus as the death toll rises. Hero MotoCorp plans to invest Rs 10,000 crore on new models and global expansion. Aeon Salary Increase Survey 2020 predicts that Indian employees could see the lowest salary hike in a decade. Sachin Tendulkar wins Laureus Best Sporting Moment Award. Moving on, the hospital director in Wuhan has died of coronavirus. Joining us is Money Control's Kirtana Tiwari to give us all the latest details around that. Hi Kirtana, welcome to the show.
Hi Shraddha.
So Kirtana, the nationwide total has now reached over 72,000 and the number of people who have died because of the infection have crossed 1,800.
Right.
So the numbers do not look good, but what is the latest that we have on coronavirus now?
Right. So the top news in that front today is that Director Liu Ziming, he's the head of the hospital that was built in Wuhan for this. He had died because of the coronavirus outbreak. And this also comes a few days after the whistleblower doctor in Wuhan had died. So the other update is the police in China have arrested a prominent activist who had criticized President Xi Jinping's handling of the coronavirus epidemic. He's an anti-corruption activist, and the China's ruling party has been severely curtailing civil liberties. Similarly, they had the police had reprimanded the whistleblower doctor as well when he was alerting all the people in social media about the disease. The situation in China is actually quite severe, and reports are suggesting that medical supplies are tight and hospitals are filled with patients, and there's a large number of infected people who have no way to be diagnosed. There are reports that I have been reading where people are sitting on the floor with hospital floor with no access to emergency rooms, and doctors also don't have enough testing kits to confirm the disease.
All right. We also heard after Chinese government, which is ruled by the Communist Party, changed the methodology to calculate the number of people who have died because of the virus. That's when we saw a sharp increase in that front. Also, Kirtana, you were recently traveling abroad. Could you give us a perspective from the different country you were in?
Right. When I was traveling, I had access to China papers, China newspapers, and I took a look at how China was reporting the whole issue. And the paper had reported that the world is overreacting to the disease and the travel bans were unnecessary and other stuff. But similarly, I was comparing it to a world magazine, the Time magazine. And the Time magazine reported that the situation in China is very bad because the medical supply is very low. And certain supplies are being reserved for certain people, and it's quite bad that way.
All right. Do we have any update from the Japanese cruise ship that is docked in the Japanese coast? Because last I read, there were 6 Indians on the ship that were tested positive for coronavirus as well.
Right. There are 88 new cases that have tested positive for coronavirus. And the total cases in that ship has been 542. So on this front as well, I have been reading on Guardian. Guardian has been in touch with a particular British couple who are on the ship, and they have been giving a lot of video-based updates. And they have mentioned that they have also been tested positive for coronavirus. Instead of being taken to a hospital, they were taken to a hostel of sorts, and they were really confused, and they feel that there's something fishy in the way that they have been treated, and they feel that if they were tested positive and it was a serious case, they would have been in a hospital by now.
Yeah, because social media is filled with photographs and agitated Chinese people who have been trying to raise voice against the government, and the government has been clearly trying to shut down and show the situation as not very severe. Do we have any update on the vaccine or the medicine status by either the Chinese government or any other country in that front?
Right. Japan is now aiming to start trials on using HIV treatment for the coronavirus, and they're planning to test it with patients as in the trials. So we'll see how that goes, and hopefully that works out. Pune-based Serum Institute of India has also developed a preventive vaccine against the coronavirus, which is ready for clinical trials and may even progress to human trials in 6 months in Times of India.
Not only in terms of life loss, there has been a lot of economic loss, and in terms of sectors, there is pharma, steel and the auto sector, which is hoping for the situation to be contained.
Right. And one interesting point to note is that recently Apple also announced that its stock is getting hit because of coronavirus. And it's interesting to see how tech stocks in specific have been hit, because they have many factories in China. So, yeah, it is affecting the economy as well.
Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that the virus is contained. Thank you, Keetana, for joining us with those details.
Thank you, Shraddha.
Hero MotoCorp has announced that it will inject ₹10,000 crore on new models and global expansion. We have Money Control's Siddesh Rao joining us to give us all the details around this. Hi, Siddesh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shraddha. Thank you for having me here.
So, Siddesh, what would the investments be targeted towards? Because we know that Hero MotoCorp is the largest two-wheeler manufacturer in India. So, what do you have on that?
Right, Shraddha, you're right. So Hero MotoCorp will be investing in a lot of different sectors over the coming 5 to 7 years. And the key sectors that it will be looking at is alternate mobility solutions. It will also be setting up new manufacturing facilities. And most importantly, it will be gearing itself to invest in new products and new lineups across various different vehicle sectors altogether.
All right. So it's a huge investment that they are talking about over 5 to 7 years. What do you think has prompted this large investment?
Shraddha, it's not very immediate as to what exactly are the key reasons, aside from the obvious thing that they want to carry out some growth. But obviously, this is a little bit surprising, because the auto industry has been going through a very tough times in the last year. And you can see that even Hero MotoCorp's investments, or even Hero MotoCorp's sales, have been reflecting the dire straits that the industry was in. If you look at the April to January period that has gone past, you can see that the sales of Hero MotoCorp also fell to 16% during the April to January period, and it basically sold about 5.43 million units during this time. And this is again reflective to the 16% fall in the automotive sales during the same period. So you can see it's very much in line with what auto industry was going through.
Right.
Another thing but that is very important to look out is at Hero MotoCorp's competitors. They've got Bajaj Auto and TVS Motor Company, who are ramping up their efforts to get into the electric vehicle segments, and they've got detailed product launches and a clear roadmap as to where they would be wanting to head with the electric vehicle segment. Even Pavan Munjal, the chairman and managing director of Hero MotoCorp, also spoke about investments and investing into the electric vehicle segment. And I quote, "Emerging mobility business unit is working on a range of mobility solutions for the future of innovative formats. Hero will cross the milestone of 100 million units in cumulative sales since starting sales in 1985. We believe it is the right time to shift gears, to not just change with the time, but to stay ahead of the curve. We have to revitalize our vision and mission in a manner that makes us completely future ready," end quote. So you can obviously see here that he's definitely looking towards the electric vehicle segment. The company as a whole is looking towards the electric vehicle segment,
right,
in the hopes of securing its future growth in this industry.
Right. And it not only comes at a time when there's a push towards the electric vehicle segment, but also the entire auto segment is moving from a BS4 to BS6.
Yes.
So it is a major investment in that time. Thank you for that, Siddesh. Moving on, a survey has stated that companies believe salary hikes in 2020 would be the lowest in a decade. So, Sudesh, what do we have on that? What were the trends that were picked up in this survey?
Well, Shraddha, it's been seen that Indian employees could see the lowest hike in salary in close to a decade. And it projected that there would be a 9.1% hike that is projected to be seen in 2020 across companies, across sectors in India. And this has been a decrease of about 20 basis points of 9.3% that was seen in 2019. And this is still projected to be the lowest figure since 2009, when it dipped as low as 6.6%. However, there's a little bit of interesting or heartening news that India is still expected to be, it's supposed to show the highest salary hikes in the entire Asia Pacific region. So that is good news on one level.
And if you talk about the sectors in terms of professional services, in terms of e-commerce, what is the sectorial trend looking like?
The survey had also noted about 30% of all these organizations across all sectors are looking to see a double-digit growth in salary. That is their projection for 2020. And this is a big reflection that they believe that the economy is definitely going to pick up, given the fact that there's been a lot that is going through the doldrums in the recent months. And this is definitely a positive indicator that employers across these companies and across sectors are showing that they would be expecting to see a positive uptick in the economy soon. With respect to the highest salary projections, we see that across sectors, particularly from the e-commerce side and from early stage firms and firms that are offering certain professional services, all these firms are projected salary increases of about 10%. And that is a key indicator. And these are the only few sectors that are showing a double digit increase in salary projections. Other sectors are also not so far behind. And the survey has noted that in the past recent years, various companies across all these sectors have reduced the gap in the salary increases that they have been projecting. And the salary hikes this year have been shown anywhere between 7 to 11%, which shows that the gap in the salary hikes offered across sectors is reducing. The automotive and the vehicle manufacturing industry, however, are also expected to see a drop in the salaries hikes that have been projected. They are saying that they would be projecting an 8.3% salary hikes in 2020. And this is a drop from the 10.1% that they had seen in 2018.
All right, Sudesh, as you said, the salary hike is not consistent across sectors and across roles. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that is linked to performance?
Yeah, the survey did mention about performance-based compensation or variable pay. It's noted that this aspect of one's salary has been on the rise. It rose to 16.1% in 2019, and this is in comparison to a 15.2% that was seen in 2018. So definitely this bit of salary, one's compensation is also seen a rise and most likely would be expected to see a rise in 2020.
Now, even though we are seeing the lowest in a decade, we still top the list among the Asia-Pacific region. Thank you, Sudesh, for all those details.
Thank you so much.
Moving on, Sachin Tendulkar has won Laurus Best Sporting Moment. And to give us more details on that, joining us is Money Control's Dustin Yard. Hi, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shraddha. It's good to be here.
So, Dustin, what is this award about? How is the winner chosen? Tell us all about it.
Well, Shraddha, it's the Laureus Sports Award, which happens every year. And this year, Sachin Tendulkar being lifted on the shoulders of his teammate after India won the 2011 ICC Cricket World Cup has been voted as the best sporting moment in the last 20 years. Now, the award is chosen by fan votes. And as you can imagine, the Indian cricket fans obviously dominate the sporting canvas at this event. So they are the ones who ensured Tendulkar got the maximum number of votes. And it was a truly special moment because, you know, Tendulkar, that was his sixth and final World Cup. And when Dhoni hit that six, it was just an ecstatic moment for all of India.
All right, Dustin. Also, I heard a bit of the speech that Sachin Tendulkar had given on winning the award. And he had to say that sport has the power to unite. What else did he say?
So Sachin received the award from his former rival Steve Waugh, okay, Australian Steve Waugh, and he did say a few interesting things at the ceremony. He said it's incredible, obviously the feeling of winning the World Cup was beyond what words can express. And then he went on to speak about the unifying power that sports has when he said that very rarely the entire country celebrates, and it's a reminder for him of how powerful a sport is and what magic it does to our lives. And he says, even now when I watch it, it has stayed with me. He also recalled the 1983 win, and he paid homage to that, saying that was where his journey began. He said he was a 10-year-old boy at that time. He didn't even know what he was celebrating. But he said back then when the entire nation was celebrating that World Cup win, he credits that as the moment of where his journey began. And obviously we know he had an incredible journey in cricket and is still the highest run getter in the sports history.
That's true, Dustin, because I also remember the 2011 World Cup moment that we are talking about, and it was incredible because, I mean, look at all sports, not only cricket, how it unites people, and I think that he was right in that sense. But what other highlights do we have from the event?
Well, Lewis Hamilton was voted as the best sportsperson of the year, and this year he shared the award with Lionel Messi. Now, Messi winning the award is incredible because obviously football is a team sport, and for an individual to come out and lift the award for the best sportsman of the year, Messi obviously won a record 6 Ballon d'Or last year. In the women's category, it was the USA gymnast, 22-year-old Simone Biles, who won the sportswoman of the year. Also, another highlight is Sophia Flores, a Germany racing driver, won comeback of the year. She was involved in a really dangerous racing accident the previous year, but she did come back strong and was able to compete again. So these were the major highlights from the award ceremony.
So we saw felicitation of some of the amazing sportsperson this year.
Also, for our listeners, if they want to find out all the other winners, they could always check out the slideshow we have on our website.
Right, Dustin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Shraddha.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of In the News. In case you have any queries or suggestions, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control.